Give me your take on this, talking about money for a moment. A couple weeks ago, one of our special guests, Glynis McCants, is on the show. She's a numerologist, and we call her the numbers lady.
Oh, yes, and I've heard of her.
She suggested for people, somehow the number 8, and I want to get your take on this, the number 8 helps people with their own fortunes and riches. And she said, take a number 8. You can either write it on a card and put it in your wallet or purse. Go buy one of these number 8s from a hardware store that you see on mailboxes, a plain card with an 8 on it, and just keep it with you and watch what happens. And sure enough, Randall, I started getting emails, and she did too, from hundreds, if not thousands of people who had some incredible, remarkable things to say ever since they put that number 8 either in their wallet, on their purse, maybe on their computer. They got $500. It happened to me. I got $500 out of nowhere. like 2 days later, other people have gotten $25,000. Now, this seems to be tied into money for some reason. But she also said it doesn't work if you're negative. If you don't believe this, it's not going to work. So the question to you is how important then is your mindset or that positive energy in order to create any of this?
Well, first, let me point out that in the Far East, in China in particular, the number 8 is considered lucky. So there's a lot of competition among the Chinese to get the number 8 in their telephone numbers, mm-hmm. in their addresses, on their license plates. It really is very competitive there, and 8 is venerated, just like the number 7 is venerated in some sectors of Western civilization. So then the question becomes, yes, about attitude, about belief systems. I think we're getting into the whole area of lucky charms and talismans and carrying something around, whether it's a rabbit's foot or something that has some importance to us, where we have a belief associated with it that somehow it's going to invite luck into our lives. I truly believe that attitudes and behaviors are important.
What is the charm without the belief system?
Yes.
Nothing, I would assume.
Yes, it is nothing. Niels Bohr, the famous physicist of the 20th century, had a rabbit's foot tacked on the outside of his laboratory door. And scientists would come and visit him, and finally one remarked, how can a man of rationality like you have a superstitious talisman like a rabbit's foot tacked to your door of your laboratory where you do all of this research? And Niels Bohr's response was a classic. He said, well, I understand it works for you whether you believe in it or not.
Simple as that.
Yes.
Simple as that. And I got to tell you, I don't know the history behind the rabbit's foot, but it sure wasn't lucky for the rabbit.
No, it wasn't. It actually is a luck tradition that was brought over by African slaves to America. In many African cultures, chasing a rabbit and then cutting off its foot would give one the feeling of being as speedy and as elusive as a rabbit.
The belief of luck with charms and things like that, does that also hold true for people who have all kinds of superstitions?
Well, superstitions, that's an interesting topic. I've been exploring that. We have many behaviors that are considered superstitions, whether it's luck charms, in which we try to beg a favor from chance. Now, they may be irrational, and sometimes we feel very silly when we use them. I know I do. But there are profound reasons for holding superstitions. In traditional societies, they always take into account invisible forces in order to try and keep their lives in balance. Bad luck is thought to follow if they violate these practices. This is very true in Ireland. Now, the Irish have a lot of rituals and traditions around this idea that superstition is as irrational as it appears and feels, is somehow important to the cohesion of society. And lucky talismans and rituals help to create a certainty and a confidence in people. And that seems to help some people develop the positive attitude that's necessary to attract good luck.
You know, I'm through this interview with you, Randall. I haven't even asked you what your own definition of luck is. So what is it?
My luck definition is rather broad. Since I was on your show last summer, June the 3rd.
The day before my birthday.
Indeed. That was a wonderful that was a wonderful commemoration that was given for you. I've gone into a really deep study of what is luck, and more I find that it's connected to intuition. And I link intuition and luck under the banner of intuitive luck now, in looking at how it affects all aspects of our life. You pointed out that it's not just about money. You know, money is just a way to keep score in a certain respect. But it's also about being able to intuit the intentions of other people and do so in a way that allows us to avoid bad luck in having a relationship with that person, or enables us to have good luck based on a relationship that we might not otherwise have. So my definition of intuitive luck is that level of being able to tap into a broad body of knowledge that transcends our own ego and our own self.